Sing that melody. Hello, I'm Robbie Armfield. Welcome to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5. Big thanks to Bruddy Tanner for the mornings before us. With me in the studio, Sophie Gordon.
Hey.
Bernie Bolgi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good morning. And suspiciously no Mitchell JC. We'll be getting into all that in just a moment. Yeah. Hey, Pharrell Williams song, Happy. You might have heard it.
Yeah.
We've got a clip. Yeah. Actually, it's about a struggle with depression. This is something we read on a Reddit forum. Tune in to hear us debate it later on.
Our mate, during the week, accidentally killed someone at Taekwondo training. We're going to be talking to him, helping him prep his court documents.
Not so funny, that one.
Not
that one's
so
actually
funny.
Quite dark.
Quite grim.
Yeah. Grim as hell.
Yeah.
So, Sophie, what else are we doing today?
Where do trains go at night? Do they sleep? The answer to these questions opened our eyes to a dark world. A world where sanity is sanctity and nothing is sacred. Stay tuned as we delve deep into these ill-fated questions.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Awesome. I am titillated by that. A new trailer has dropped this morning for the first big action movie of the year 2020. It's called Till Dusk, and it stars Vin Diesel in what critics are calling his comeback role. Soon on the show, we're going to be looking at what to expect with the film and why it's going to be an absolute must-see.
And a famous Sydney auctioneer has made a big blunder over the weekend by accidentally selling a Vaucluse mansion for a mere $20.
What?
Yeah, look, obviously I'm really upset with the outcome today. I didn't make a mistake with the stipulation of how much money the house was being sold at. I'd like to apologise to everybody involved at the real estate. For those other bidders today, obviously I'm very upset. Obviously I have no idea how you guys must be feeling.
It all went down very quickly at the auction as the man shouted, "Sold to this lovely couple over here for 20." Of course, he meant 20 million, but without a specific metric. The rules are that it is assumed that it is in AUD.
So, this person got a Vaucluse mansion for $20.
How did he do that? This is his job. Hasn't he done this a million times?
You'd think so. You'd think that he would put the metric on the end, but he forgot to specify the units.
What a dillweed. God, I can't wait to maybe chat to him soon. Hey, last week on the show, you might remember us talking about this one.
But littering, what's the go, Bernie?
No, it's cool up again.
Okay.
It's been brought back into fashion in a big way.
More on that soon, I think.
That's coming up.
And you're probably familiar with Harrison Ford's scene-stealing moment in 2015's Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Take off that mask. You don't need it.
What do you think you'll see if I do?
The face of my son.
In a recent interview, Ford has come out saying he improvised the whole scene.
What?
Funnily enough, J.J. Abrams, the director of the film, was displeased with the constant improv from take to take that he decided then to write in the death of Ford's character, Han Solo. Some say this has led to the plot holes in the most recent movie. We're going to be talking about that later on in the show.
Interesting.
It's coming up.
And the famous canine character, Scooby-Doo, as played by voice actor Liam Marrakesh, has tragically passed away this morning at the age of 56. Gone too soon, I think. A lot of people have been tweeting, spouting it online. We have a little tribute reel here for the man himself.
Ooh, Scooby Snack. Oh, I love you, Braggy. Monster! Monster! Scooby Dooby Doo.
Obviously, a character and a performer that has absolutely warmed many hearts over the years.
Is it the
What do you mean?
Who passed away? Was it the voice actor, or was it actually the character of Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo.
That remains unclear. What we do know is that Scooby-Doo is no more. Whether that's just the character itself or the actor.
That's the problem with Twitter.
And by proxy.
Yeah.
On Twitter, it's all getting a bit much. But
that's coming on.
Hey, that's coming up in the show. So stick around. We're here with you until 1 p.m. Mitch, as you might have noticed, is still not here. You're probably wondering why. You'll find out very soon. Do stick around. And a very special guest is coming in to talk about an exclusive event happening tonight. We've got a couple of tickets to give away.
Right after the break.
This is your Frangle with Coronavirus, RML FBI. Your Frangle with Coronavirus. You've got it tuned right now to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. My name is Robbie. With me in the studio is Sophie.
Hey.
And Bernie.
Hey, what's up?
And it's important that we acknowledge that it's a crazy mixed-up world we're living in. And it's important we stand up for what we believe in. Comedy. And here at RML, we like to call ourselves allies of comedy. Today, we're going to be speaking to a real comedian. Mr. Dan Rath.
My name is Danny Rath, and I am almost 40, and I've just been, I like to, I've a morning ritual of weeping, and then I try and study the effects of 7 cappuccinos on the human body. And how I relax is in the evenings I unwind with a Shiraz and a geopolitical thriller. Well, I know what I don't find funny is when people try to be funny. You know when, like, it's like you're reading an article and they're trying to, like, put jokes in it and stuff?
Yeah.
I like when it's, like, a mistake or something. You know, like something... I know, actually, I find that kind of stuff really repugnant, and I've never laughed at anything related to the digestive outlet. Like, I find that kind of... Because it'll ruin my appetite.
Yeah.
Like, it might be funny, but I still want to eat lunch, you know? Yeah, I'm Dan Rath. Let's just see what happens.
Dan, mate. How you going?
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, this is the earliest I've been up in ages.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Hey, Dan Rath, you work with a collective known as McDonald's Comedy, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really exciting project. Talk us through it.
I'm excited. Basically, we just thought, what would it be like if there was just a room, you know, that was just all about McDonald's comedy?
Yeah.
And, stuff like sketches and you know, just different stuff and create like a vibe.
A vibe?
Yeah.
Is this inspired by you ever working at McDonald's? You ever worked at McDonald's?
I wish. I just never got around to it. But I did perform in a McDonald's uniform because one time I did see a guy do that at a gig. He was in a McDonald's uniform and he didn't have time to change. So he was in his McDonald's get up doing a comedy set.
Oh, fantastic.
At an open mic night.
How did it go?
It went horribly, yeah. He didn't acknowledge that he was in a McDonald's uniform, which I found to be the funniest thing ever.
And that inspired the name, consequently, I suppose.
I didn't come up with the name. Sam Campbell came up with the name. But I think, you know, these are germinating factors. We like McDonald's, you know.
So, McDonald's comedy, it's a trio, is that right? So, it's Sam yeah. Campbell, you, and
yeah. my Aaron two, me and my two sons, we run it together. But all the proceeds from the shows go to knocking down the White Rabbit Museum.
Oh,
to
fantastic.
Build a Macca's in Redfern.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Yeah. We need one.
Yeah. No, there's no awesome Macca's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where
it's a good spot. There shouldn't be an art gallery there.
Mm. There shouldn't be an art gallery, because art galleries are for the elite.
Yeah.
And Macca's is just like, I want a cheeseburger kind of thing. Yeah. I'm on my forklift and I'm loving it.
It's the marker of a good suburb.
Absolutely.
Good Macca's.
That's right.
The playground. How good the playground
is. Take down the property values. Yeah.
Dan, do you like music, mate?
I like instrumental music a lot, mostly. I like listen to, like, the music that I listen to, people will be upset. When I DJ and stuff, I've tried to DJ and I've been told I can't do it.
Really? What sort of stuff do you play?
I'll play like a soundtrack from the movie Contagion and stuff.
Geopolitical thriller, right?
Yeah, geopolitical thriller. I like anything to do with, like, outbreaks of diseases and all that stuff. Mm. Like, just weird minimalist soundtracks, like, you know, that are just repetitive and so forth.
Yeah, okay. Did you like the new Uncut Gems soundtrack?
Loved it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It was like a vapewave meme.
Exactly. Did well. Hey, you're from Brisbane, right?
Yeah.
Talk to us the differences Sydney versus Brisbane. What do you think?
Well, you know, I tried to do open mic comedy in Brisbane for, like, almost a decade. But, you know, you can't grow bananas in Antarctica.
All right. You've gone way over my head there, Dan. What are you talking about?
Well, like, just the soil that you're trying to grow your comedy, it's, like, it's been nuked with fucking pollution and stuff.
So, Brisbane people are dumb.
Well, they're not.
Don't
they
get comedy?
No, they. It's just I love Brisbane because, like, it's good. You smoke weed every day, but like, the people there are just they're mostly foodies.
Oh.
They'll go out for the meal, but not the entertainment.
Dinner.
You know what I mean?
Won't the stay meal for is the show.
Yeah, dinner. Oh, there's a show. Let's go. Go back home.
Right. That's interesting through line to now what you're doing, McDonald's comedy.
Yeah.
You're sort of bringing food and a show to Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was listening to this podcast about this guy, and he, like, pays attention to every detail of his restaurant.
Mm.
They said it's the best restaurant in the world because he makes sure the table is really nice. Do you know what I mean? He knows what the table's made of, the cutlery's, like, sourced from France or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We kind of want to do that with a show.
Okay, cool. And so,
details.
Yeah, have lots of details.
And so, tell us about the event tonight. It's at the news agency in Annandale.
And we've got a really great lineup. We've got some special guests that are unannounced, but are going to be very, I think, going to be very pleasing.
Okay.
To the crowd when they find out.
There are some guests written in the event description here. Out? So you got Unvaccinated Freaks, Aaron Chen, Dan Rath, and Sam Campbell. Guests, Becky Lucas, Claudia Ray, Renee Lumpkin, Pony, and a DJ set from Rick Kalowski.
Yep.
And also was there, did it say something about a crossbow show or something?
He's the former head of ABC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, crossbow demonstration.
Yeah.
At their venue.
That will be there too.
Yeah, cool. Wow.
We're also working on a scent.
Okay.
Like a cologne. It's a 4D show, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly, because we want to engage people's olfactory senses.
Yeah, fantastic.
With the show, so we're working on a McDonald's comedy scent. I hope I'm not loose lips sink ships, but I hope I'm allowed to divulge that.
Oh, well, can't wait to check back in and see how that goes. We are allies of comedy, as we mentioned, and that's why we've got you in to talk about this event tonight. Allies of comedians. What is the value of comedy in today's current society, Dan?
Well, I think, you know, it's a way of, like, just, you got to look at it all like it's all absurd, you know? Like, if you have a crisis or you're in crisis, you know, just have a laugh, you know? Because if you reframe it, it can be kind of funny. But oftentimes, like, things that happen to you that are really awful and just tragic are not funny until a few years after.
Mm. Yeah.
When tragedy you tell people. Plus time.
Tragedy plus time, absolutely.
All right.
Equals absurdity.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, we've got a couple of... I've got a double pass to give away to McDonald's Comedy Tonight at the news agency.
Oh, yeah.
Do text in if you would like that. 0409 945 945. What fast food could you eat for 30 days straight? 30 days. What fast food could you eat for 30 days straight? Text in 0409 945 945. Win a double pass to McDonald's Comedy with Dan Rath, Sam Campbell, Aaron Chen, Becky Lucas, Claudia Ray, Renee Lumpkin, Pony, and a DJ set from Rick Kalowski
so
tonight.
You and a mate could head along, double pass. That's
you
awesome.
And a mate, yeah. A double pass.
Well, yeah, they're not, the seats are not together, so...
Oh.
There's two single tickets.
They're two singles, so like one person will be in one corner. Like they're pretty far away, so if you're a couple, just be prepared to be separated for that if you can deal with it.
That could be fun though. It's like a...
Well, anyway, we've got two tickets to give away to McDonald's Comedy tonight. Do text in and we'll pick a winner. Keep your name in the text as well. 0409 945 945. Dan Rath, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on RML today.
Thanks so much for having me. We've got an Instagram page too, I meant to say
there
that.
There you go.
But that, like, if you go to McDonald's Comedy on Instagram,
yep.
And you can follow the stuff. Like, we put all the stuff. Because this is at the news agency, this one.
Yes.
But the rest, we've got three more in the season, and they'll be at Petersham Bowls Club.
Okay, cool.
This is a one-off.
And that's at McDonald's Comedy, is it?
That's McDonald's Comedy on Instagram.
That it's called at McDonald's Comedy on Instagram.
Is that at after the ad?
Is the ad? I'm not on Instagram, but that's our page. But I'm not dealing with the page, but I don't know what at. If there's an ad or not, because okay. I don't, yeah, I've not used Instagram.
We'll,
but that's where
we'll
work
that out.
We'll work this out. We'll chuck all the links on the program page and all the related social media outlets, so you don't need to worry about that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, thanks, man.
Yeah, text in, double pass to McDonald's Comedy Tonight at the news agency. Some incredible Sydney comedic talent. So do get those in. 0409 945 945. What fast food do you like? We'll see you in a moment. This is Art of Noise with Moments in Love. Dan, thanks again.
Thank you so much. This has been fantastic.
Thank you.
See you in a moment. We're going to talk about Where's Mitch?
To be, but can only afford a lift for free? Look no further than the new Free Tram Zone on Sydney's light rail service. From February 8, travelling between stops within the Wynyard and Surrey Hills radius will set you back a grand total of $0 and 0 cents. It's all part of Transport New South Wales' commitment to ensuring a seamless inner city experience for one and all. So whether you're dashing for the morning commute or leisurely exploring the hidden gems of Sydney's urban tapestry, leave your Opal card at home and enjoy the smoothest ride on the East Coast. Bonza. Authorised by Sydney Free Tram Zone.
Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie. With me is Bernie.
Yo, what's up?
And Sophie.
Here.
Thanks again to Dan Rath from McDonald's Comedy for coming in. Keep those texts coming in. What fast food do you like on 0409 945 945 to win a double pass to that exclusive show tonight at the news agency in Annandale? Now, that ad we just heard before was for a thing called Sydney Free Tram Zone. I am intrigued. Do you guys know anything about it?
All I know is it's a new thing that they've allocated this area in the CBD where you don't have to tap on. So it's between like Wynyard, I think, and Surrey Hills.
Like they have in Melbourne. It's like in the most kind of popular stops. They keep it free to encourage, you know, tourism and...
local shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supporting local businesses,
And ease of movement as well, because it's such a busy area. People on and off all the time. So no Opals. That's awesome. And you don't have to pay.
That's really cool. I like that it's... you know, we're sort of stepping up and acting like a global city for once in a while. Sydney's often got a track record of, you know, beating down the downtrodden and
alienating
most people.
You see a lot of people leaving Sydney, and it's something our co-host Mitchell Creasy did last week. When we pranked him, and we sent him down to Port Kembla.
That's right. You might be wondering where he is. And to be honest, we're wondering where he is too. Last week, we convinced him to set off on a little expedition down to Port Kembla for an off-site broadcast. This is how it sounded.
He's just going to go crazy.
If he answers. I hope he does. I hope he answers too.
Hello.
Mitch.
Oh my frog.
Mitch, it's Mitch, it's Bernie as well.
Where are you?
Where are you, Mitch? What do you mean, where are you?
What do you mean, where am I? I'm in the beach cafe in Port Kembla.
That was so
mean. Why are you laughing?
That was crazy. It was crazy. We got him big time.
Yeah, and with Mitchell pranked hard, Rob, you had to make a damage control Skype call during the week to apologize to him and to explain the whole situation. But the kicker is, right, in this call, you tee up again the falsehood that today is an off-site broadcast in Port Kembla.
That's right. We used the exact same excuses last week. Not being able to give him a lift down and span it such that, you know, last week we were joking, whereas this week we're actually going to do it. We're going to go down to Port Kembla and do an outside broadcast. And he sort of bought it.
So last week's joke was simply inspired by the real facts of this week's offside broadcast. That was what we were telling him, when in fact both weeks were pranks. And we used the same thing. We said that we got a car full of audio techs.
So we couldn't give him a lift down. And we told him that, you know, we'd set up. Look, let's just see. I had a Skype conversation with him last night. Let's see if he took the bait. Mitch, my man, how are you?
Hey, brother, what's up? What's up, Rob, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm all right. Look, I'm just giving you a call to say very sorry about, you know, the whole prank Port Kembla thing. It was pretty unbecoming. And yeah, my sincerest apologies. And Bernie as well, I think, is feeling pretty bad about it.
Yeah. Though I did have something to say about all of that. You know, thanks for apologizing, but you know, I feel like I'm getting the raw end of the deal a lot lately with a lot of the gags that we've been doing. Yeah, it's you know, it's a bit disappointing, really, but acknowledged, and yeah, you know, if we could just move past it, that would be good. And yeah, I'm keen to contribute to the show in any way possible, but yeah, just leave me out of those sorts of gags maybe in future.
I think you're going to be really excited about what we've got planned for next week, actually. Outside broadcast at Port Kembla.
Piss off, mate.
No, I'm serious. No, for sure. Honestly, it's for real this time.
You think the same prank 2 weeks in a row?
We're not pranking you this time, man. We're not pranking you this time. Last week was a prank because we actually had this already organized, like proper, to do an outside broadcast the following week at Port Kembla. So we just thought, let's just tell Mitch that it's the week earlier.
So, like, same plan as last week, but this time we're actually going to go, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Last week was, like, genuinely, it was a prank. And I'm sorry that you had to be the butt of the joke of that. And, you know, that'll never happen again. We're never going to prank you again. Honestly, like, we've learned our lesson.
Can I trust you on this?
Absolutely.
Can I trust you that you're going to... Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean... Okay. I mean, I've been down for the outside broadcast for a long time, so I'm keen to give it a try.
We can't wait.
Okay, can I get a lift with you and Burn in tomorrow?
Oh, no. Like, as I mentioned earlier, we're driving down with the audio guys, so it's a full car.
I've got my car.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, no, I can definitely make my way there on my own. I've got to get work off again then. No, I think I can do that. That'd be
cool.
Awesome.
All right, Mitch, so we'll see you tomorrow at Port Kembla. Do you want to, can you arrive at 11:45 a.m.?
Let's do it. Yep. I'm happy to.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry about last week again. Like, that was a dog prank, man. But
all good.
You can trust us on this
one.
Water
under the bridge. Oh, no, all good. My girlfriend thought it was actually pretty funny when she listened. So, yeah, all good, man. Let's do it.
Holy shit. What is wrong with this guy?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Do you think he believed it?
Sophie, I think he actually did buy.
Well, he's not here.
Well, he's not here, so.
He's certainly not here.
How do you fall for that again?
I honestly think at the moment he fell for it. I think he went down.
I think
Gambler, Beach Cafe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's down there. So what we're going to do after the break, we're going to give the cafe a call and see if
that's
he's
the thing,
there.
Right? We don't want to call him because if we call him, it's going to be red flag, it's a prank.
He's going to
He's not going to pick up. He's going to be so he's probably already so mad.
Yeah. That's right.
So we're going to call the cafe. Genius.
I can't believe we pranked him a second time with the same bloody idea. It's crazy. Holy shit. All right, stick around. We're going to call the cafe down in Port Kembla and see if if Mitch was pranked. This is DLM by James Blake. See you in a moment. RML FBI. I'm so excited.
Stay tuned.
She knows a good thing more. With our mouth and darkening a door. In my hair and in my thoughts. In my hair and in my thoughts. We spend the whole day so we're feeling more apart and we know we can do more. Please don't let me hurt you more. It's in your stare and at your core.
DLM by James Blake from his Overgrown album. Robbie's more on the live right now on 94.5 FBI. Bernie and Sophie are in the studio.
Now it's time for a chip review.
Okay, let's do it.
Yep.
Sophie, you did this?
I recorded this during the week, found some cool new chips at the convenience store. And I thought I'd, carry my weight and make a little package to play on the show today.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
Right over
here. You might have started it a bit early. Are you playing that quick?
Was that the right audio? Sophie?
Did you play the thing I sent you? Was that what
I think you might have screwed up. That's all right. So anyway,
that's fine. This is always happens on the show.
What were the not everything can go smoothly. What were those chips?
They were the new Lamington.
You told me
the Lamington chips.
Okay,
have you guys seen that? Or probably seen it on like Facebook.
Were they any good or what?
They were disgusting.
They weren't. Nice.
I made a scathing review, which obviously did not get captured.
And you must have pressed like record. You were already like not recording by accident, and then you stopped it, but you started it.
Okay. All right. That's okay. We'll get to that later.
The one next week.
Hey, Mitch is still not here.
Appreciate it.
Mitch is still not here. He's down in Port Kembla.
Hi. So gullible.
We pranked him again. We got him again. Let's give the cafe a call. Okay. The cafe down in Port Kembla.
What's it called?
So we think he's at we told him to be the Beach Cafe.
That's right. The beach cafe in Port Kembla.
Where we are supposedly doing an offsite broadcast. And he would have got there and gone immediately for the second week in a row. He would have got there and gone. I've got, you know.
There's no audio crew there or anything. You must feel like
he would have stuck
know
around
straight away.
He would have stuck around as well because it's so nice there.
Yeah, we want to call him and just hear his voice. We want to tell him that we've pranked him, but we're worried that he's clued in and that he's not going to pick up. So what we're going to do is we're going to call the Beach Cafe. Right, you've got their number there. Rob.
I do. Let's do it.
And we're going to get them to put him on the phone. It's going to be really good. So
act natural.
Act natural. Yeah.
Don't laugh.
Yep, dialing up.
Okay. Oh my god, it's dialing.
Oh my god, this is so good. Can't wait.
Hello, Port Kembla Beach Cafe. How can I help you?
Hey, we're just wondering if we can talk to this guy, Mitch. I think that he's at the...
should be there.
He should be there. This guy, Mitchell. If you just ask for Mitchell, we'd love to talk with him. Is that all right?
I can ask. I'm not sure. One moment.
Thank you. Thanks.
Is there a Mitchell in here?
He's actually asking.
Mitchell? Okay. Yeah. Somebody on the phone for you.
Hello? Who is this?
G'day, Mitch.
Mitch, it's us.
Yeah. Oh, we're boys from the radio.
Mitch, it's Robbie, Bernie and Sophie at FBI.
Oh,
hey,
guess what, mate?
What are you doing?
We're not doing an offside broadcast. We're going to be 2 weeks in a row. Oh, 2 weeks in a row, buddy.
I feel like an idiot. What do you mean, you know? I'm out here waiting for all the audio tech guys and you guys to get here so we can do the show. It should have already started by now. It should be like halfway through.
Dude, I cannot believe you fell for it again. Last week, we got you hook, line, and sinker. And this week, again, hook, line, and sinker. Like, twice?
My God, you did this to me last week. Do you remember that?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we've done it again, man. You've been pranked. You've been bigger pranked, my man.
Do you remember on the phone call last night, on the Skype call, you said that this time it was going to be for real. And you did last week.
We got you again, man. We got you again. Anyway, it's that simple. Are you? What are you doing there in Port Campbell? What are you going to do, man?
Oh, I don't freaking know, man. I was going to do the show, but now I don't know what I'm...
Have a coffee, man.
I've already ordered the brekkie, the big beach brekkie.
Yeah. You may as well take your time, eat it, because you won't make it back for the show.
I'm sorry, Mitch.
Oh, my God. No, that's all good, Soph. No, I can trust in you, but the boys, I'm not happy about, honestly. This has happened again. I'm not happy about this.
Okay, well, whatever. We're going to hang up now and prank you again.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to be there, actually.
See you, Mitch.
What?
No, I'm going to be there.
Whatever, man. You got 20 minutes until the show's out.
It's like an hour and a bit drive, bro. Don't worry about it.
Screw you, man. I'm coming in.
All right. Good luck with that, Mitch. Bye. See you. Be pranked, bro.
Bye, Mitch.
Sorry, man.
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
He was a bit
you guys
angry
are savage.
Yeah,
I know. Savage prank.
That is pretty
Sophie,
savage, actually.
You think you're out of the woods, but you're not. You're part of this. It was your idea to call him again.
I feel a little bit bad. I feel bad for Mitch.
Stick around to hear about a new club night. And we'll be dissecting how gullible Mitch is as well. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show. This is a new one from Little B. See you in a moment.
Something in my drink.
This music's great. I want to twerk my ass, but fuck, I'm so hot. I feel like I'm going to faint.
Oh, my head is spinning.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to faint or something. Jesus.
Is this me or is it really fucking hot in here?
This March, Sydney's hottest nightclub is back. No windows, no aircon, just state-of-the-art hydroponic lamps and a world-class Function 1 sound system.
How long will you last till you get a heat stroke on the dance floor?
Ambulances will be on standby to service anybody that needs it.
Last time, the mercury clocked a reading of 46 degrees. How hot will it get this time?
Sydney's hottest nightclub. For 3 club nights this March. Join us. Can you handle it?
If you can't handle the heat, stay out of the club, bitch.
Very excited for this one. It's happening over a few nights at Vic on the Park in Merrickville. It's called Sydney's Hottest Nightclub. They've gone to a huge amount of effort with this one. And they've really got to ensure that it gets that 50 degrees Celsius temperature they've been attempting for a few years now.
Yeah, Rick down at the venue, I know he's been working hard. Very close friend of mine. He's boarded up the windows, blocked out most of the exits, so there's minimal airflow. They've also turned the pokies into a VIP room. What's that for?
So, yeah, it's a VIP sauna area.
Oh,
so
that's right, yeah.
If you can handle the regular club and you want to push cool yourself off to the next limit,
cool off in the sauna, right?
You go into the VIP sauna. Yeah, okay, it's hotter.
Okay.
So you are affected more, I guess.
They've got outdoor heaters inside as well. It's really weird.
Mm.
Just those big
guys. It's hot.
And you might be worried about fire hazard, but they've sorted all that. And in
it's all airtight. So if there's a fire inside, like, it's all contained.
Yeah. Awesome. And you're encouraged to wear a lot of layers as well to get that sweat really pumping.
Yeah.
Flannel and
there's
stuff.
Ambulance, there's paramedics on standby.
It's a really unique opportunity. It's unique. Mm. It's so unique. There's bonfires placed evenly throughout, heaters, as you mentioned, Bernie. It's might be asking yourself why. Yeah. Why would you have it's so hot in a club? Well, apparently the effect of high heat, it's almost like a drug, supposedly.
You get that delusional, hallucinatory experience, which is kind of awesome.
Without having to pay for
top dollar.
Yeah.
Adulterants.
Yeah.
Free entry, just paid exit, $40 paid exit. So if you are, especially if you faint, is an interesting thing. Yeah. Bring cash, bring a card. If they need to escort you out once you have faded, they can just pay pass and you're on your way.
Yeah, weird thing as well. If you're an organ donor, there's a separate kind of dance area. So that's just a stipulation there if you're an organ donor.
And due to the ridiculously high hazard pay, they've had to forgo any live music, including any DJ. So what they've got is a curated hot heat Spotify playlist that they've got a premium account as well, so you're not going to hear any ads, which is awesome.
I think it's called Dance Floor Heat is the playlist they're going for.
Yeah. You've been privy to it, Sophie. Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So hot. Hottest playlist.
Weird thing about the hazard pay, though, I just have to mention, the bartenders actually don't get the hazard pay, so they can afford them. Because weirdly, opening and closing the fridges apparently is enough to cool off, not classified as hazard pay, which is kind of debatable, but they got a little loophole going there. So awesome. They got bartenders there for the night. So that's
cool. Sydney's hottest nightclub at Vic on the Park. That'll be cool. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show right now. FBI Radio 94.5. It's 12:49.
And then I realized I'd got my period.
You do. You just do when you're a girl. That's what you do.
Sometimes I just like to put on my PJs, put on a movie, and just chill out.
Just Girly Things!
Just Girly Things with Sophie Gordon.
You! Let's face it, when you're a girl, there's simply one must-have wardrobe item that you just can't go past. Can you guess what it is, ladies? Yep, the humble dress. It's slinky, it's fresh, it comes in many different styles, shapes and colours, and best of all, it doesn't discriminate. When you're feeling sexy, stinky, downtrodden or beautiful, there's a dress out there to suit your needs. It's a must-have for any self-respecting female. And that's why I'm detailing with you today my favourite dresses. So today on Just Girly Things, I'm going to run through with you my favourite dresses. First, the first of my favourite dresses is my black mini dress from Maya. Its scoop neck and spaghetti straps make it versatile and flattering, making it a perfect dress to wear at either night or day. Second is my grey linen midi dress. This is a slightly more conservative option that allows me to stay cool and fashionable at work in the warmer weather we get here in Sydney. Purchased at $40 from Glassons, this dress is a steal. Thirdly, my yellow t-shirt style dress is an awesome option to wear in any situation. Not only does this dress make you look cool, it also keeps you cool in the warmer weather we get here in Sydney. Straight out of the bargain bin at Newtown Vinnie's, this dress was a steal.
Sophie, thanks so much.
No worries.
Is that a new segment we got going?
Yep, Just Girly Things.
It says here there's you're going to be talking next week about bath bombs and soaps.
Yep. Another girly thing.
Sick, so we can't. I guess we can't. We're not involved.
Involved. All good. All right, stick around. Awesome. We're going to be detailing who's getting that Macca's comedy giveaway for tonight. It's a comedic event in Sydney at the news agency in Annandale. Get those texts in 0409 945 945. What fast food do you like?
And waiting room toys.
Are they getting better or worse?
Hmm.
That's one to think about. Keep it locked. This is DeLeon with B1. We'll see in a moment.
Hit the track, man.
Hit it. B1. Loving that one. Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie. With me is Bernie.
Hey.
Sophie.
Hey.
And it's time now for... That's right, McDonald's Comedy tonight at the News Agency in Annandale. It's a new series of comedic shows hosted by Aaron Chen, Sam Campbell and Dan Rath, who we were lucky enough to have in the studio earlier on. That's in the awesome. Show. Granted us the opportunity to give away two singular tickets to that Not event. And we asked you to text in on 0409-945-945 something to do with fast food. Mm. You've got involved in a big way. James has said KFC because they have lots of variety, lots of different options.
So many good texts coming in as well on 0409-945.
Hey, kids!
What?
Mitch! Mitchie!
Wait.
What the hell, dude?
Yeah.
Did you drive back?
One. You're supposed to be in Port Kembla.
Yeah, we'll get.
Oh, hang on. Do you want to get on the mic? Do you want? Oh, we can't hear you.
This one doesn't work. You're gonna have to come over here.
Okay. This mic doesn't work.
I don't even know.
All right, just
hey.
This is really weird, but can you actually just hold up 2 seconds?
Because
we need to give away these tickets.
But hang on, but.
What? No, just wait 1 sec. All right.
Aren't you wondering how I got here?
I'm very surprised, but we need to do this. So what other texts have we got, guys? What other texts have we got?
Carla said Subway is my jam. Yo, I love it.
Yeah.
Disagree with
them. A smell of Macca's makes me want to vom my guts out. Gotta be the Red Roots Greg in Coogee. Can we talk about...
Yeah, just 1 sec. We'll give away this ticket. Okay. And Andrew and Stanmore got involved. Shut up, please. Andrew and Stanmore got involved saying, my fave fast food is the kebab burger at Petersham Kebabs, a hybrid combo for the ages. Andrew, you've just won yourselves.
You got it. You won.
Two tickets to McDonald's Comedy tonight in Annandale.
That's well deserved.
Awesome. We'll get in touch.
We'll get in touch with you after the show and organise that. Thanks, everyone, for listening and for getting involved. Fantastic. Hey, we've basically got to get out of here.
But aren't you wondering about me, Rob? How did you get back in time? Yeah, well, no, I was waiting patiently outside.
But you were on the phone at the beach cafe.
Yeah, who was that on the phone at the beach cafe in Port Kembla?
Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that at all. But
whoa, what's that?
Huh? Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Scared? A little bit scared, are you?
No, it's a gun. Get that away.
Is that a gun? It's a water gun.
Super soaker.
Yeah, super soaker.
What are you going to do with that? Super soaker.
Wait.
I'm going to spray something.
Wait,
so get away from the gear, man!
Wait,
get away from the gear!
So you didn't go to Port Kembla?
No, not at all. I got you because I thought you might do this.
Point it away!
I've been outside the whole time, just waiting outside the studio.
But why were you waiting outside?
Can you put that down, the Super Soaker?
Because I got you good, didn't I?
Not really.
You were pretty good.
Well, you got me, yeah.
Yeah, I knew I'd get you guys like that.
What the hell, man? We had you. We thought we had you at the beach cafe.
That's for not giving me my time in the sun, actually.
You're going to spray it all over the desk.
Yeah, put it away.
Lose the show, please.
Oh, really?
Hey, we've actually got to go.
That's a dumb idea, Mitch. Really? Bringing in a super soaker?
Yeah. Mitch, you should have come in earlier. This makes no sense.
It's a
really bad prank, man.
Super soaker is a dumb idea.
You've pranked yourself.
I was running on adrenaline. I don't know what I was thinking.
Who was that on the phone? Anyway. Yeah. All right.
I swear we called the cafe the guy.
We did. We actually called the Port Kembla cafe. I Googled it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, don't worry about that. Just hard worry to explain. About
it doesn't make a lot of sense. Hey, we've got to go. Mitch, thanks, I guess.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Sophie,
thanks so much.
No worries.
Bernie, cheers.
Hey, worries.
Hey, thanks again to Dan Rath for coming in McDonald's Comedy tonight. Get yourselves down there at the News Agency. I've been Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to 7:30, yeah.
7:30.
Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate you. Listen back on the podcast, Robbie's Modern Life and all the different outlets. Stick around for lunch today on FBI Radio. It's going to be really cool. This is a song by Initial D. It's called Deja Vu. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Wonderful day. Thank you. Goodbye.
What key is this in?
We'll see.
That D.